It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I hope you rock a burnt onion. That's why we're here, asshole.
Matt.
I got shit stains in my socks.
Yeah.
Steve.
The McRib only comes out after, like, human disasters.
And Kevin.
You may be living on prayer, but I'm living in a hotel because my house is half gone.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. Before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me
of Beethoven. I am sick to death of trying to please you, you fucking kite!
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
That was amazing.
Was it?
Yeah. You read me like a book, Matthew.
Sure.
Oh, you too.
Oh.
Wah, wah.
We finish each other's sentences. Wah, wah. And sandwiches.
And sound effects.
Zipped.
Yeah, my voice is on its way out.
I'm sick.
See Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. We're streaming live. CWERadio.com. Sundays from 7 to 9. Check it out. I'm Derek with me as always. Matthew. Kevin.
I was born this way.
And Steve.
I got shit stains in my cock.
You do. And you got a pretty wicked Two Rude Dude shirt on.
That's pretty nice, right?
Yeah.
It is.
Did you sell them all?
It's the dudes in blackface.
Dudes in blackface. Yeah, it is.
We support the black folk.
I needed a new t-shirt, and I needed one that was relatively inexpensive. So I just inverted the old image and put it on a white shirt.
Cool.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
Now available in black and white. White.
But yeah, I mean, we sold plenty of them. There's a limited supply left, so if you're going to get them, you need to get them now. That's the new Two Rude Dudes t-shirt.
Yes.
Just contact CoreyHavoc@yahoo.com if you'd like one.
Or just yell on our page and I'll direct you to them.
Yeah, do that too.
And just say, I want a fucking shirt. How much are they?
$15.
That's pretty cheap.
Plus
for
$5
shirt.
Shipping and handling if you're getting it mailed out. Or I'll bring it to your house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wherever you live. Just
tell me where you live.
Or in Spanish, dos señores rudos.
If you would have showed up at the barbecue, you would have gotten one for free.
If
but
I
you
was invited, I would have fucking went.
Matt,
we're invited.
You should do a Lucha Libre thing, and you could be the what Matt just said.
Dos libros?
Dos señores rudos?
Yeah. Dos señores rudos!
We'd just wear what we wear now, but with checkered masks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. That was the Legion of Dudes coming along.
Dude, it's coming along.
Is it?
Dude, like, it's impossible to find football pads that fit.
Really? What are they all for, like,
well,
kids?
That are cheap enough to just buy.
Oh.
You should just get the old LOD, the rubber ones.
I say we just wait till August and just pay off some fucking freshman going into high school football.
There you go.
Let's have his.
I'll contact my cousin Michael. He might have some.
Oh. Like more than one?
Yeah, he's a football coach. He probably has a bunch.
Nice.
Go for it, bro. That'd be awesome.
And he's a big dude. He's like your guy's size. Yeah.
Sweet. So he's a medium-sized dude.
So he's about 7'4", 520
pretty much.
Pounds.
He's like literally right between you two guys in build.
Sweet.
Nice.
So Matt, I signed into my YouTube account, and I seen, like, I don't know. YouTube's gay nowadays, but.
Yeah, it's horrendous.
I seen that you had liked a video.
Wait, that was that a fart?
I farted, yes.
Yeah. You know what it sounded like? It sounded like when you get hit in Castlevania.
Ooh.
Anyway.
Wow. So, I seen that you liked a video, and I seen it was a chick with nice knockers.
I did?
Yeah. But wait. It had nothing to do with the chick with knockers. It was a glimpse thing. But it was a, I guess it was a first-person movie.
Oh, yes.
Video
yes,
game
yes,
gimmick.
Yes.
Dude, I watched it. That was awesome.
It was friggin' awesome. But I posted a comment on it saying that the trajectory of the blood coming out of the back of the guy's head in the beginning was wrong. No, it's fantastic. Jeez. It's absolutely fantastic. Have you seen it?
Can't just suspend that.
I haven't seen the whole
15
thing.
Minutes.
Yeah, right. But speaking of video games,
yes,
I'm very excited. If you're listening live at the top of the show, I was playing some what we, you would think was classical music. Matt knows what it was from, though.
I actually don't remember.
You don't?
I know what it is, but I
DuckTales.
Yes.
The moon theme from DuckTales.
Yes.
And I play that because, and I was going to bring this up on Sunday, they are remastering the DuckTales game and re-releasing it.
Correct. By Capcom.
I have not been this excited for a game in a long time.
This is a huge deal.
It is very.
There's a lot of people like flipping their shit.
DuckTales is literally probably one of the best games I ever played.
It's very good.
It's
game.
Up there with Mario. And
my
it's
favorite game ever was Joust, but go ahead.
Okay. Okay. On Atari.
I like Dig Dug, but
I put it on
Nintendo. Teach his own.
Dig Dug's tough. No, but the DuckTales game is amazing. Even in the beginning of the trailer for the game, the re-release, they had a bunch of quotes from game developers and stuff.
Your voice keeps going.
I know, I'm sick.
What is
sorry.
No, it's not, it has nothing to do with that.
You need
you
a lozenge?
Took a deep 12-incher the other
night. Nice.
Deep 12-incher.
Well, they had a bunch of quotes, and then the last quote was from, what's his name?
Scrooge.
Tim Schafer?
Oh.
Anyone familiar?
Scrooge McDuck.
Is he Jewish?
No.
Probably.
I don't know, probably. His quote was, please stop emailing me for a quote.
Nice.
yeah, he was the guy who did Maniac Mansion, all of the Monkey Island games.
Yes. I gotta admit, I never played DuckTales, a video game.
It is really good. NES.
Do you have an emulator? Can we play it?
I do.
Sure.
We can play it?
Yeah.
Can we play it after the show real quick?
Sure.
I've never played it. And just to throw this out here, I don't know if this game is, does this, but I loved any games where you can walk off the right side of the screen and end up on the left.
Non-linear games?
Yes, that's how it's
so
called.
So Pac-Man.
Yeah, Joust.
The game will feature a 2.5D presentation.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
It is a 2D game made with 3D graphics.
Oh.
They call it 2.5D.
So it's kind of like the Mortal Kombat game with, versus Marvel.
What?
What?
Huh?
The Mortal
the
Kombat
new Mortal Kombat game, the one that they came out with a couple years ago, that's 2.5D. It's totally 3D generated, the whole game.
That's what I was saying.
But
I
didn't get you're in it, you're playing in a 2D field, so they just call it 2.5D. It looks 3D. Gives off the illusion of 3D.
But so, yes, I'm excited for that. Should be a good time.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
That was a hard fucking game.
Mm-hmm. I always hated... Oh, video games drove me nuts. When they were too hard and you couldn't beat them, or they were too easy and you could beat them. too easy.
I think Silver Surfer for NES is pretty much
hard.
Like getting past the first level is near impossible.
Very hard.
It's very fast and you have to time everything perfectly or you just fucking.
And everything kills you.
Everything.
You touch anything in that game and.
If there's a brick, it'll just fucking.
And then it just cuts to a picture like Silver Surfer, like bent over on the.
Yeah,
the surfboard.
I never got past the first level.
Yeah,
I never beat Toe Jam and Earl.
Steve number one and I beat it.
It was fantastic.
You just like walking around and listening to
the
music.
Didn't they remaster that game?
No.
Don't think so. No.
They should though. They should totally.
Did you ever play Toe Jam and Earl, Kev?
Nope.
Oh my god, fun game. Fantastic.
They released the Simpsons arcade game on PS3 as a download, and possibly Xbox. I don't know. And I was hoping it was a remastered, but it wasn't. Mm-hmm. It's literally just the arcade game.
And
which isn't a horrible thing.
And that would be really easy to remaster.
Oh, yeah.
Like, really easy. Like, one day.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah.
See, I grew up really poor. I was very behind on the video games. So I played Fester's Quest till I was like 16.
That was a great game.
Is that a rib on me?
No.
Fester?
No Fester.
isn't he like on, tanning in the moonlight on the roof when that game starts?
God, I don't remember. I just remember the
was that Super Nintendo?
I just no, it was original Nintendo. I just remember that
game.
If you beat the game, like there was this weird thing, and it might have just been my console, I don't know. Anytime we'd beat the game, if we moved the console at all, the whole game would just freeze.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It probably was your system.
I've had games that to any other game, though.
I've had games like that, though.
Weird. Maybe it was the cartridge.
Yeah.
Probably.
But I love that game.
You know what the most pointless game ever was?
Awesome music.
Was fucking Knight Rider.
Never played it.
I think it was for Sega Genesis.
I didn't like Knight
Horrendous.
Rider at all.
You ran out of gas with Kit.
Yes.
Yes.
I did hear about that. I think
he didn't even
Monster
run on
White
gas.
Yeah, he had a Mr. Fusion, right?
He had basically had a heart.
Yeah.
A heart.
He was the fucking. He was the teacher from Boy Meets World.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then the evil evil Kit was Optimus Prime.
That was one of my favorite duel episodes ever.
It was, yeah.
Well, it's like a 2-hour gimmick, I think. Mm-hmm. Was Knight Rider hour long or half hour?
I don't remember. I maybe watched that show 3 times as a kid.
You're a loser for that.
I hated it. I hated everything to do with it.
I don't like
I'd always just be like, Mommy, why is Baywatch driving a car?
Dude.
How do you get younger?
So, am I sitting in a room with nobody that knows what KIT stands for?
I don't know.
You know?
Mm-hmm. But I don't remember.
Yeah, you don't.
No, I do know. I do know it because I just saw something about it recently. Go ahead.
Well,
what is it?
Kicked in the testicles?
Yes! That was it. He got it. It was Night Industry 2000. But just me.
KIT. Mm-hmm. Good one, Steven.
I always wanted a car like that. You know, one that can blow me and stuff.
Michael.
Steven, would you like me to blow you?
You look uncomfortable. Would you like me to unbuckle your pants?
Would you like a blowy?
I was just informed it's blowjob and steak day.
No, it's not. That was like a month ago.
But this happened a month ago.
Oh. Will you accept a burnout and blowjob?
I wonder what the...
At once.
I wonder what if the older model...
With my superior
like
posi traction.
I wonder if the older model sounded like a speaking spell.
Yeah. Hello.
Michael.
Michael.
Would you like a blowy?
Would you like a steak and turbo boost?
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember when... Oh, then there was that one episode with it was like...
Could you imagine if it's not like that?
It was like a tank with a battering ram on it, and it fucked it up bad.
Yes.
And then they...
Ow.
And I don't know how, like, BK Northlight gets in trouble, but in Knight Rider, they bring him to a chop shop and have, like, all the brothers in there steal the parts they need to rebuild.
Wow. Oh, look at this car.
Oh, you didn't need a hubcap?
That's funny.
I got them.
Fucking junkions.
Also, a cool thing about the DuckTales remastered is they are adding voiceover
Jesus
work.
Christ, quit talking.
The original voiceover work.
Yes.
The guy who plays Scrooge is like 94.
Whoa.
And they're so lucky.
He's still doing it?
Now
he's doing it, yeah.
He sound like Scrooge.
Does he sound
no
right?
Teeth.
Apparently, from what I read, yeah.
He has like that whistle that old guys get.
Shush.
How you
like
doing,
the gopher
Shunny?
From Winnie the Pooh? Yeah. Hey, funny. I can't do it for real. I have to actually whistle.
The DuckTales, the fucking cartoon, was awesome.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
The intro was badass.
It was.
Yeah. I used to dance and then get blown out. Or blown up. And
blown
then
they, out.
Then I just... Yeah. And then I just sit on the couch.
Yeah. I always loved the animation for the intro. Because it's all based on that pilot that was like a movie.
And when he dives into the coins, like it wouldn't hurt. And
yeah.
He gets swimming
it
through them.
Hurt. Like it wouldn't break his fucking bill off.
No, I love when he's like running with that like weird ass like what dog or whatever that is that they're both trying to get the lamp.
Yeah.
Right? And they're like running and the pit is collapsing behind them. I just really, as a kid, I really liked that animation. It was really cool. Why don't you bring up the intro for the show?
I was going to play the
awesome slap bass. I think it's synth bass, though. Right?
It's definitely some Psycho Billy gimmick. Oh.
Psycho Billy.
Retro Junk.
Oh, yeah.
That's a keyboard.
Life is like
synth
a
bass.
Hurricane in Duckburg. Race cars, lasers, aeroplanes. It's
Launchpad McQuack.
That's right.
Oh, what was the inventor's name?
Gizmo or something?
Look, look. Like, that wouldn't hurt. Is that Scrooge McShark? Oh, she's hot.
Looks like the Baroness is a duck. Yeah. Yeah, right here. I always love this part. He just looks like Bill Gates, the inventor character. Oh, and that's Haggis something.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Yeah, Haggis McQuack or something.
Haggis McQuack.
I can't decide if that or Ninja Turtles was the best opening theme for cartoons.
Ninja Turtles is pretty serious. Another one with amazing animation.
Pretty serious.
It is for a kid's
show.
That
was a heavy duty intro.
It was.
And I like they give a nod to it in the new one, the new
really?
Nickelodeon. Yeah, it's basically the same song, just a little like.
What, from Ninja Turtles?
Hip-hoppy. Yeah, the new Ninja Turtles.
Hip-hoppy. What?
I haven't seen the new one.
You know what? They slowly tried to like hip hop the turtles over the last few decades,
yeah.
and it kept they kept having to bring it back. Like they're not. I mean,
they don't wear pants to sag.
Yeah.
Let's check out some turtles.
Yeah.
I could do this all day.
Yep.
Is this the new one or old one?
This is the old one.
The original.
They're new to this?
Uncle Carl.
Those wretched reptiles. Did you ever see
I wish that was the gimmick with Splinter. That he can go into being a human and like,
oh, like back and forth, like, yeah. like a mutant ability. Yeah.
That'd be
that would be cool actually.
Give me a break. Party. I always wish I was a turtle.
I had the Raphael getup when they sold like the weapons and the belt.
The mask. And Steve number one and I actually took the turtle noses off the masks.
All so right. You can do blow?
Exactly. Exactly. No, the little holes in the nose made it easier. Because you just put the dollar bill in the hole in the nose and it held it there for you.
You never had to take it out. Wow.
Oh, shit. It's funny because it's personal.
Wow.
No.
Yeah.
I never did that shit. So anyway, but like in the cartoon, Michelangelo's my favorite. In the movies, Raphael was my favorite.
Raphael is, yeah.
You know why I like Raphael in the movie and the cartoon?
Why?
Because he's cool, but he's rude.
He is.
Ooh.
Yeah. Give me a break.
Rude tortoise.
Let's.
What the hell was I just going to say? Damn it.
The movie, he was definitely way cooler.
Let's check out the...
But you know what I hated about the movies? How they didn't definitively say Leonardo was the leader.
Except in the... what's it called?
No, in the ending music there, they said Raphael was the leader. In that ending song. The rap. They fucked
for
it up.
For the movie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
For the movie, they fucked it up. And they said Raphael was the leader of the group. But they never even definitively say Leonardo was the leader when he damn well should be.
Well.
He had the most like,
this
legit
is the new
weapon.
One.
Yeah, that's horrendous.
It is, but...
This is like fucking... Like him.
Him!
It's like him or CKY singing this.
You know what?
This.
I gotta get one with the video.
Oh, that's what I wanted to say. Have you ever seen the fan remake of the cartoon theme song talking about the Michael Bay movie remake?
Yes.
You've seen it?
Didn't we play it on here?
Did we?
Like the adult... Turtle
alien something. Yeah.
Yeah,
did we play that on there?
I think we did.
I don't recall. I don't think you did.
Okay, well Kevin can see it.
Alright.
I've never seen this. I am unaware.
Flint Heart Glomgold was the other one.
Flint Heart Glomgold.
Glomgold.
Jesus Christ. But I'm just gonna play the new thing. I don't have the video.
Okay.
Yeah, they kind of.
Is that Flo Rida?
Florida? My name is Florida. This part sucks.
No, you know what? This is like the fucking Crazy Town group.
Yeah.
Come, my lady. Come, my lady.
Crazy Town.
Sounds like MC Chris.
It sounds contrived.
Ooh. Didn't you flip your burger?
That was like the only real original part.
Heroes in a half shell, yeah. Flip your burger.
That in the beginning.
Flip your burger.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I could just play theme songs all day. But
I really could. You know what? I always opt to go to the Superman intro from the movie.
Okay.
And I opt for... Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Mm-hmm. I had a cool one I wanted to say and I didn't. Oh, 18.
Yeah.
That gets me going, bro.
I was just a cartoon guy. I think Matt was as well.
No.
One of the coolest intros, theme songs ever is Terminator.
It is. We've been over that, yeah.
Yeah, for movies.
Yeah. I'm more into movie intros.
You know, it's not that I only watch cartoons growing up. It's that I didn't see the appeal of so much of that other stuff that was out. Like,
yeah.
I saw a lot. Like, even as a kid, I saw things like A-Team just seemed hokey to me. I didn't like it. It didn't have any appeal whatsoever to me.
I'm not even trying to take a shot on it. It was more like you were raised mostly by women.
And?
I think that there's a psychological thing there.
Watched He-Man. G.I. Joe.
He-Man was hot.
No, he was,
he was
a manly,
sexy.
Though.
Yeah.
He was a manly, though.
What's his name? Prince fucking Henry?
Prince Adam.
Adam.
Yeah.
Henry.
Yeah, no, I definitely wasn't into gay stuff.
Like what?
My Little Pony.
But,
no, I'm not like referring to that, but like, you know, action and fucking guys shooting guys and...
No, I was okay with that.
Manly
but
shit.
I just thought
sweat,
that
ball bags, everything.
I actually didn't perceive any of those characters as manly. That was the thing. Like, it all just seemed too fake.
Dude, like Murdoch would fucking hotwire shit.
He was the one with the cigar, right?
No.
Who was the one with the cigar?
That was, I'm blanking. I'm blanking. Murdoch, Hannibal.
Hannibal.
He's dead.
And the thing is, like, I watched that stuff, but, like, it didn't really like it. Just, ugh.
Yeah, it was just kind of on.
It was what?
On.
And then they had that black guy.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson,
Mr. X, I think.
It was Mr. Tyson.
M. Tyson.
You didn't watch that show, Kev. It was before your time, man. I don't think you were born yet.
That's you might as well be talking about the Dick Van Dyke show to him.
Wow. I actually probably saw more Dick Van Dyke than I did the A-Team.
Nick at Night.
Yep.
Yeah.
You guys don't remember The Fall Guy then, huh?
No. Never watched
didn't
it.
Like any
Do you know
stuff.
What that is at all?
Yeah, but that was like before our time even, The Fall Guy.
Yeah,
that was the tail end.
Yeah.
I thought it was the coolest thing, because I was big into cars, like toy cars, Matchbox cars, and they had all those, you know, you could buy the Knight Rider, the General Lee. And the Fall Guy truck was like, I was like excited to get that one. Do you remember his truck? It was like a big Chevy with the fucking eagle on the hood and everything.
No. I never really watched it.
I didn't need that to feel tough.
He was a...
You just simply weren't. So you didn't want to be fucking fake.
What was his gimmick? He was a...
he was a stuntman crime fighter.
Yeah, stuntman crime fighter.
I'm a stuntman crime fighter.
I like monster trucks.
I drive
trucks.
A truck with an eagle on it.
How do you
pull
like that?
Pull up a picture of the Fall Guy's truck.
I was into monster trucks as a kid. I like that.
I never liked that.
I never got into the monster truck gimmick.
You know,
I didn't like the whole like thing that surrounded them. I just liked the monster trucks.
Cool. Looking at them and crushing.
You just like the Undertaker truck.
Yeah.
My problem with monster trucks is
it's like a wagon.
Really scary. There it is. Yeah, look at that.
Like, ooh, my monster.
I mean, looking at it now, you can appreciate the manliness.
It is a cool looking truck, definitely.
They don't have a good shot of the hood though.
I'll go to another one.
Man, that's a suck truck.
Suck truck.
That can get blowjobs too?
That truck, it looks like you could find it in like Keensburg.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it would have a whole bunch of rust on it.
Well, whatever. That's a pretty big truck.
Out of all the cars from our generation, though, like what would you pick? What would you drive?
Oh.
If you could just have it in your fucking garage right now.
Live action or cartoons
Anything.
Included?
Let's go. I guess I'll have fuck whatever you want to do, pussy.
What? No, I'm just
live
asking.
Action.
Live action?
Yeah, you're not going to get a Technodrome in your fucking garage.
How about
well, I'm not
going to
get a
Optimus
fucking General
Prime
Lee
cab.
Either. Live action? I don't know. I'd have to think about that. I'm going to have to go back to the Batmobile.
Yeah?
Yeah. Even if we're sticking the TV, I'll even do the, the 60s Batmobile.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd pimp that out for the General Lee and shit?
Yeah. Oh, I'm not big on the General Lee.
Uncle's got a Confederate flag and you're a fucking lefty, so.
Yeah. Whatever, fucking skinhead.
No, fuck that
shit. Skinalo.
Not by choice.
How about you, Matt?
Oh, man. Well, Kit is pretty cool.
Yeah.
If
we're going cartoons, I mean, I'll do the Inspector Gadget mobile. I mean, it's a minivan. It's a fucking, like, knockoff DeLorean.
Yeah, it is.
Wait, which
one
are you picking?
The Inspector Gadget
what
car.
What was that? That's definitely...
Yeah, but it has to be when he transformed it into the race car.
Yeah, it was like the race car. It was like a minivan.
It
was
like
a boat.
Shits out the back of itself. And like
exactly.
Yeah. What kind of car was that, though? You know what? I bet you could ask Webmaster Mike. He would know exactly.
Sure.
Wait, that was an 82.
LeBaron.
Wait, what? What you're talking about? What is Inspector Gadget's car?
Yeah.
Oh. Stupid. It's like a Toyota Supra.
Here's the.
What about you, Kev? What would you drive?
Does it have to be a car? I mean, like, is it just any like vehicle?
Any vehicle.
So I'd fucking take Thunder from Thunder in Paradise.
Thunder.
So you want a giant cigarette boat?
Yeah. It's a big boat.
Nice.
No, not a big boat.
I'd probably have to go with the General Lee. As cool as Kit would be giving me knobbers.
Kit, wasn't Kit a dude?
Yeah.
So what?
So what?
Guys can suck dick too, Matt.
Yeah. That's true. They can do
if
that.
If you want, I can show you. That wasn't gay, right?
Nope.
But the 18 van is a close second.
Optimus Prime cab. Mack truck.
What, for cartoons?
For anything.
I would probably take the turtle van.
Turtle van was cool.
Van.
It was cool.
Or the Ghostbuster fucking meat wagon.
Oh, I forgot about the Ghostbuster.
Yeah, the Ecto-1.
Yeah, Ecto-1. Mm-hmm. I had that.
What about Ecto-2?
Yeah, Ecto-2 was...
And Ghostbusters 2, right?
Was a... It did say Ecto-2 on the license plate, right?
I think so.
But the actual Ecto-2 was a like a helicopter or
was
some
it?
Shit. Yeah. Yeah, it was weird.
I'd probably take, if we're talking movies only, I'd probably take Axel Foley's 1972 blue Chevy Nova.
Chevy Nova?
Bossa Nova?
I'm okay with my Nissan Rogue. I don't need any fancy
Oh,
cars.
Here we go. Lefty Rogue. Rich man gets a fucking car and hand it to him.
Fucking rich.
While he's on unemployment.
Yep. I wish.
We can't ever talk about that on the way here. We wish, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We wish we're getting some kind of form of government bill. That's what he said.
How do I get on the government till? That's all I want.
Government till, that's it.
That's all I want. I want some of that fucking Obama money. I want to sit home and just pull my PUD.
There you go.
That's I did it. I was going through my timeline before on Twitter, and there was a tweet somebody, some like rape my knockers or some shit was the fucking gimmick. And it said, get paid to masturbate.
Nice.
Oh. What? Yeah.
Did you do it?
I wouldn't get paid.
Is there
that
a way
much.
You can look up how much you can get like for like a fucking teaspoon of jizz?
What?
What sell
like
it?
A sperm
yeah,
bag?
Yeah. Like how much is that worth?
$25.
Like seriously, they probably well, don't give you much. Probably
nothing
like
on li-
25
nothing,
cents.
Like
no, sperm donors get paid.
Yeah, but it depends on your genetics.
They got to prove the value defects, of yeah. your jizz before you can get
yeah.
paid for your jizz.
Yeah, you wouldn't make it past the front door.
Sperm banks are literally like eugenics labs.
Like, bro, my not... shit's like cubic zirconia.
Now, you got tattoos so that wow. so there's that's... a chance you might be diseased, so they won't take it.
No, they will. That's not Cuban? True no more. Well, I don't know about the sperm, but I know like I can give blood now. They don't. They just, it's screened so much that they don't care no more.
Isn't cubic zirconia like knockoff? Like not good?
Yeah, I would give it a joke.
It's fake.
It's fake. Fake jizz shoots yeah, out of my jizz. Fucking jizz hole.
Speaking of fake.
Fucking QVC jizz.
MTV was playing okay. old Real Worlds, like really? The original seasons.
That's your shit, by the way.
Which one was the one with Puck and Bathe?
That was season 3.
It was 3?
Yeah.
Buck, you put your finger in the peanut butter.
And wait. Then you take a finger and you put it in your nose.
Which one was the one when they brought him back?
What?
Didn't they have like a reunion series and well, they brought them back?
A few years, I think like in the 5th season, they did like a reunion of all the early casts.
I have HIB.
And he got kicked off that one too or no? Or
what?
He quit it, right?
The Puck?
Yeah.
No, he was in season 3 and he was voted out of the house by his roommates.
Because of his rage.
Because he was an asshole.
By his bigotry comments.
Wow. No, he didn't even say anything bad. It was just that he was just a dick. And he wouldn't clean himself, and he'd just pick his scabs at the dinner table.
Well, yeah, the day he showed up in the house, he was all bloody because he was riding his bike, and somebody opened the door on him.
Yeah.
So he's like, what's up? I'm Puck. Here's my bike and my blood.
So wait a minute. I wonder how pissed MTV was that they voted him off the house. Because they probably loved to have him for fucking viewership.
Oh.
I don't think he was turning anybody off, that's for sure.
I don't know if it was that same idea then with the show. But the point that I was trying to get at is people talk about how like fake reality TV is now, and people will point out that the Real World like was about as real as it could be. But if you go back and watch that first season, it was like season 3 wasn't as bad. It seemed a lot more realistic, but the first season was clearly like reshot so that they could get silly things. It was so dumb and just bad. Like there's a guy in the shower. He's like, hey, where's the towels? And then there's somebody downstairs like, oh, we don't got any more towels. And it's like...
this is reality.
And that's what like changed television? Is that?
Yeah, no, I didn't.
I think the first season was just like MTV producers and stuff. Yeah. Like, they weren't, like, there wasn't a casting call or
what
anything.
What was the one when, like, Coral's tit popped out?
That was, what? Like, way later.
Yeah, that was, like, during the challenges, right?
That was like
well, I was still in high
school. Coral was on Back to New York, which was, like...
I was still in high school because I contemplating pausing it to jerk it.
Pausing it? Or you record on a VCR?
Yeah, I had it recorded.
No.
I want to go through all my VHS tapes. I have boxes of VHS tapes upstairs.
Cool. I got to take borrow a day. Tour. Yeah.
Again, for another 10 years.
So I want to quick go back to the Gadgetmobile. Somebody said that it resembles the Volkswagen Scirocco.
No idea.
Sriracha?
Sriracha? Scirocco.
Hot sauce?
Maybe. I don't know.
Season 10, 2001 was Coral. Yep.
There you go.
2001?
You were out of school.
Couldn't
be.
That's it. The internet's lying again.
Again.
So 76. Oh, is that what it was? 87%?
I don't know.
86% of what you hear online is false.
Also, the Lotus.
Where'd you hear that? The internet?
Yeah, but that doesn't include Wikipedia.
Yeah, but when I think of Kev and television in the same sentence, I immediately go to Real World.
Well, I have a whole bunch of shit that some people might refer to as a life. So I don't watch a lot of TV.
Ooh. And
so it literally just comes down to like, hey, I'm home. The only night I'm home is Wednesday night.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying you used to get really excited for that.
Wait, is the Real World still on?
Yeah.
What?
They're going into they're starting another season this Wednesday.
What season is this? Do they count them?
yeah, they do. I'll tell you in a second.
I have a life. I just happen upon that show. Yeah, next season.
28.
10 p.m.
Season 28.
Season 28.
Portland.
Oh my God. Portland. Yeah. Portlandia.
Yeah.
I like the London one.
I don't know what, if it was Real World or Road Rules or whatever, but I like the one chick, the blonde hair and the big ass breasts. Beth, I want to say her name is.
Big ass brass.
Is that her?
What is it? Real World. What was her name?
I think it was Beth.
Blonde. Big tits.
Was on Hawaii?
Reasonable size tits, I should say.
To pull a big picture.
Big fucking big tit picture.
I think that might be her.
Is that her? Looks like a chick you'd like.
Kinda, I guess.
Yeah, they're all animals.
Beth.
Beth. Don't like that name.
I don't like that song.
No.
I mean, I don't think it's bad that you're into the real world stuff. It's just that I used to always be excited about it.
Everyone's got their little show.
Yeah. All I watch is Duck Dynasty and sports.
Well, you're a man. I don't know what to tell you.
You're a man.
Hold on.
I watch Duck Dynasty and sports, and that's it. That's all.
And Sons of Anarchy.
Steven, is this your Real World tit vixen?
Tixon.
Where is she? Fuck.
The picture. Vixen.
They really fucked up, like the Google browsing pictures.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah, it's annoying. What's her name?
She's from Hawaii. Amaya.
Nah,
I think
not
that
her.
Might be. All right.
No, I know it's not for sure. She had like a mole or something.
Okay, no, that's Robin.
Yes, that's it. As soon as you said Ra, I knew where it was going.
Yeah.
Robin. Yep.
Robin Hibbard.
Yes, she was my favy.
Really?
Yeah, she's like one of those people that are battling weight issues for sure.
Her breasts are so far apart.
Yeah, they're real. They are delightful.
Really weird.
Hey, which one is it?
Robin.
The blonde or the dark?
That they're both the same person.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's all right.
That's as big as it gets? What the fuck happened to this
thing? No, you got to hit the view original.
Oh. Yeah, well.
It's just stupid the way they do this. Oh, cool. I went to look at her picture and I get a MySpace page.
Can we poke her?
I'll poke her.
I'll poke her in the dump.
Derek, you wouldn't bang that?
Who said I wouldn't?
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
Oh,
she's all right.
Beyond lovely.
She was my favy.
She's all right.
She's got to be like 50 now, though.
Wow.
What season was this?
The picture Matt got is a lot better.
Oh.
Of course it is.
Well, of course. It's like the angle with like her breasts look the biggest.
Well, that's what jumped out at me.
Wow, look, that is really big.
Look how wide, far apart. Like,
well, there's a lot of... There's a lot of breasts and not a lot of body to hold it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not a bad thing.
Got to make some room for this.
So what are you saying? She got a small rib cage.
Have you gotten into Duck Dynasty yet at all, Derek?
Nah, I tried watching it once. Couldn't get into it.
Wow, you're a loser. Sorry there's no fucking Jedis in it.
I wish there was. by the way, speaking of Jedis.
Okay.
Can you imagine if they put a lightsaber in their mouth calling ducks?
Robin was from San Diego.
I love it.
Real world, San Diego.
San Diego.
Which, of course, means...
Wells penis.
What's her last name?
Wells vagina.
Hibbard.
Hibbard. Okay, I'm going to look for her.
I'm going to look that bitch up.
I'm going to see if she got Twitter.
I'm going to write her a tweet.
I'm going to stalk the shit out of her.
I'm going to tweet her a picture of my balls.
Oh. Comes and visits.
Well, I am officially a member of the Temple of the Jedi Order.
What does that mean?
The big faggot.
Does it affect...
You're a man, man. You're a big faggot.
Does that change your taxes?
It might.
Are you in a new tax
bracket? It's the Jedi religion that has been coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a news article recently saying that since they are a religion and they get perks for being a religion, mm-hmm. and they're allowed to marry one another legally within their own religion.
Huh.
Great. So they get...
Well, that's really gay.
They get benefits and everything?
They might. I don't know.
Okay, all right. We got to get into this. What is the addiction with being a Jedi? Now, listen. If a Jedi
addiction.
Was real, that would be pretty cool.
It's kind of like a mental cosplay.
I guess.
I don't know.
Like mental harping.
Kev is.
No, look, I'm not even shitting on you for it. I think Jedi's are cool, but like.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
But like.
Wait, that's her too?
Yeah.
My God. Like those have to be fake.
No.
Nope.
They look.
They've always been that big.
They've always been that big.
Will you
always
stop?
Go back to her season.
Dude, there was. Yeah, when like she was doing one of the rules
well,
challenges.
They could have been fake.
Uppercutting the fuck out of her face when she was running.
They could have been fake when she got on the show,
nope.
but they don't look fake.
All them kids is broke as shit.
Yeah.
They can't afford tits.
Yep.
They can't even afford fucking beer when they go on that show. How are they going to pay for tits?
Yeah,
like, if I can just like get that bottle of water from here and just suck it into my hand and drink it and then like make you change your mind, that'd be pretty
cool.
Be
awesome.
See, the problem that I have with the Jedis is the overpowering. It's they have like a lot of random ability.
So what, you'd rather
and
be
and then they have...
You mean within the movie or...
Just in general. Like, you always hear like they have this, that. Oh, yeah, but they also got that and they also got that. Oh, and then they have a sort of light that can cut through anything. Come on. Like, it's a little much.
Matt's a little bit... He's against it, as you well know.
Why?
Just by the shape of his melon. He is part of the Klingon World Order.
I am.
Are you?
Kapla. Huh?
Kapla, my brother.
I don't know where I come from.
You know what's funny?
The Klingon World Order.
As Matt's explaining his view on the Jedi, all I'm thinking of is like little kids playing with each other and they're just making up special abilities as they go.
Absolutely. That's what it sounds like to me every time I ever hear anybody nerd out about it. And I nerd out about
nerd
stuff.
Nerd out.
I nerd out about stuff too. I freely admit it. When I hear somebody talk about it, oh, yeah, they got this and that and that. And I'm like, well great. What don't they have?
So basically, they're undefeatable. They could beat Russia in a war in the middle of winter.
Russia. Yeah. They just spin their lightsabers around and it generates heat.
Probably.
No, they're Jedis. They are made of fucking heat.
Metachlorians.
Well, they were mostly eradicated before the fourth installment.
What does that mean?
Because they didn't have control of the Force yet, right?
No, they did.
Savages?
There was thousands of Jedis, and they were the
And they were all put in cattle cars and brought to
internment
camps.
Of the galaxy.
Would you be gay to be a real Jedi in real life?
No.
Would I be gay?
Yeah, like if you could have all this, like seriously have all the powers of a Jedi, but you had to
suck dicks.
I don't
think anybody would not want to do that, even if you didn't know what a Jedi was.
You'd do it.
Can you go through
anybody
the list
would,
of,
yeah.
what they can do?
Matt would only suck Worf's dick to get a fucking spikes
you
on
could
a
be list of what they do.
You could be a Jedi. Like,
they have control of their Force.
Abilities.
The Force is a kind of un.
It's
like
an aura.
Vague sort of gravity.
It's a power
base.
That
it's a bubble.
It's a power that runs the entire galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's the
also
Force
called dark matter.
Yeah, basically the Force is in everything, and some people can manipulate it.
Speaking of dark matter, there's something running down my leg now.
That's disgusting.
You can be a Jedi, but you have to get pounded in the ass by the Emperor. But it's not doggy style. Like, you're rolled up on your back, and you got to look at him. All
right.
But you get all the powers of the Jedi.
Now, since you're a nerd.
But this is a nightly basis.
Oh.
Since you're a Jedi nerd, nerding out right now, aren't the Sith, is that what they're called?
Sith.
Aren't they more powerful than Jedi?
Sith.
Yes and no.
I don't know the political boundaries
of
the Sith.
I'm just trying to figure
where
it
do they
out.
Fall in terms
well, because
of
See, like,
villains. Are they an alternative? Where are they in
the
hierarchy?
No, the Force is just the Force.
No, I know.
And
that.
What you do with it depends on whether you go dark or light. So if you go dark, you can do some kind of inhumane things that a light,
like you could
a
pinch
light Jedi
nipples that like
yes, you can do a Force will. Nipple pinch, but a Jedi would not do that because that's they have a creed that they follow.
Yes, they have a discipline.
Yes,
they'd rather do like a Force helmet twist.
Yes,
what I'm saying is the Sith. I don't know. Are the Sith another type of villain? Like, is Darth Vader technically a Sith?
No, he's technically a Jedi, isn't he?
Is there... the brands? Like, what is the brand?
So we're confusing Derek.
Isn't a Sith when you put a sword in?
You have, like, the Empire, right?
Yeah.
Okay, they're one faction, right? Are the Sith part of the Empire?
The Sith created the Empire.
Okay.
Emperor Palpatine.
Mm-hmm. He's awesome.
And his student, Darth Vader... they rose the Empire. So the Empire came to be under the guidance of the Emperor, who was a Sith Lord.
Now, is there any dissension among the ranks there, or they work together?
Oh, sure. In fact, Darth Sidious, who is Emperor Palpatine, he killed his master.
Okay.
And he was basically...
So if Darth Vader killed Palpatine, then he would be the...
There has to be two.
So
there has to be two Sith at one time. No more, no less.
So if I'm going to relate this to anything, I'll go to He-Man, and I'll say that you have He-Man, and then you have like Skeletor, and then you have the Evil Horde. And the Evil Horde is like another faction.
Did she put out?
Of villains? Yes, the Evil Horde, and they don't always get along with Skeletor. So I'm trying to piece it all together because I don't really follow Star Wars.
Star Wars does rule, but on the level of getting married to only other Jedi chicks, that's weird.
Oh my god,
that's your thing. I mean, I would, you know,
I'm not saying I'm going to do.
I mean, if there's a Juggalo religion,
sure.
Maybe.
Well, there kind of is.
Okay, there is. It's all it is.
And they get married and they have kids and bury them very young.
I was watching that American Juggalo documentary.
It's
a gang
again.
And this one girl is pregnant, smoking
at
the Juggalo gathering, saying that
not smoking hot, but smoking.
Only a village Juggalos can raise a baby. So bad. So they're gonna raise the baby together with like four other Becky chicks.
How bad do you feel for those kids? Thank God they die young from negligence. Negligence. If they became adults, I don't know what kind of ramifications there would be.
But all right, so I'm just gonna shoot out two names, and you got to pick one.
Okay,
Obi-Wan, Kenobi.
Yes.
Or Darth Vader.
Or, now what am I, who would win in a fight?
Who would you rather be?
Who would I rather be?
But Obi-Wan is a Republican. Go.
Darth Vader, obviously.
Oh, well.
Now, who would you pick?
I guess Vader.
Darth Obama.
Vader is cool.
Yeah. He did kill Obi-Wan. The Obi-Wan kind of let him do it.
Man,
he killed Obi-Wan.
My favorite Vader moment is when
first movie is when
he beat the shit out of Gorilla Monsoon.
Yeah,
that was pretty sweet.
Yeah, that was pretty. You couldn't get any more heel than that.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. And what the fuck's the assassin's name?
Boba Fett.
Is he technically a
Jody
Jedi?
Hamilton?
No.
Boba Fett might be the only cool thing about Star Wars.
So wait, he's just a normal human?
He is. Okay.
This water
Chancellor Palpatine. Say this water bottle is the Force. No. Chancellor Palpatine cloned an army to do his bidding. And he did it based on a bounty hunter called Jango Fett. So all of the clones that you see in the prequels, they are all...
you're talking about the soldiers.
Yes, all the soldiers. I see that, man.
I'm having a good time with it.
Yeah, I know. They're all Jango Fett. They're all clones. And they were made and bred to be warriors. And the one thing that Jango Fett wanted in return was an untouched clone of him. So in other words, a baby clone of him.
Gotcha.
Whereas the other clones were made and they have like an aging and like an age speeding thing in their DNA. So Boba Fett is Jango Fett's clone, untouched.
Technically his son.
Yeah. Well, it's him. Just it's a clone of him, but from birth, a clone.
Yeah.
So he can live longer.
No, he's the same as anybody else. He can die.
I mean, essentially, age-wise.
But he's like a clone that has no...
When the Jango Fett dies, he's going to live on through Boba Fett.
Yeah, they're essentially the same person.
Okay.
And he's got superior fighting skills.
So I'll go to...
Boba Fett?
Yeah.
Some would say.
Because he doesn't get killed.
Well, he is a, well, he kind of did, and then they brought him back, and now they're trying to kill him again.
Impossibilities.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Jamie's falling asleep, by the way.
Good.
Good. I am too, but this is awesome.
Wow.
Kev's out.
I don't know that it's good radio, but it's awesome.
See, so I think...
Jar Jar Binks is pretty sweet. He would just be like, I'm in Jar Jar Binks. Me love stuff.
What's he sound like? Because that was a pretty good imitation, actually. Is that what he's like?
Dar Dar Clinks, the only
you have to do a real one.
Annoying
do a real Jar Jar.
No.
Yes. You've been dead on with it, your fucking imitations.
Do it.
Oh, you're calling in.
Hello, my name is Jar Jar Binks. I'm the governor of Newark, New Jersey.
I'm the governor of Minnesota.
I'm the governor of this parsect.
Oh my God. The governor of Naboo.
Oh my God. Naboo. Derek knows like the entire globe of the empire.
Globe.
He's a Gungan.
You're a Gungan?
He's a Gungan.
Who's a Gungan?
But Jar Jar Binks. He's an outcast Gungan because he's very clumsy.
So he's like Down syndrome, basically.
Yeah, he's like the Down syndrome.
Oh, I thought that meant he dances like a horse. Mm-hmm. He's riding a horse.
I'm sure that's been done.
He's a
Gungan style.
Gungan style.
Yeah, everybody hates Jar Jar.
You see that meme I sent you when Darth Vader's on Mori?
Yes, you are the father. Yeah, good stuff. So we finally got a Star Wars episode.
Well, we did it for you. You've been working so hard. The same boring intros.
Yeah, it exists.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Gungan style.
Does it?
Let's see it.
Yeah.
Might as well.
Is it a video?
It's real. Funny or die.
I bet it rules.
Oh, yeah. It actually looks like it could be.
You know what's great?
Quote unquote.
I
should
have drank.
Serious.
You know what's great about funny or die is like they give you an ultimatum. And in this one, I'll take the die.
Oh, shit.
There's a lot of them.
Oh, Gangnam style.
Is there a Juggalo style?
No.
I'm not even gonna look.
I'm not even gonna look.
I'm just gonna say no, there isn't, and even if there is, there isn't. Yeah.
Anyway,
are we gonna watch Gungan style?
No, there's too many of them.
Why not?
I got like 10 of them here. I don't know which one to
pick. Dude,
pick
the first one where you see like the stuff blowing in the background, because that looks like it might have some production.
This one?
Yeah, let's see that one.
All right.
Exclusive.
Is this a Star Wars one?
Gungan style.
I hate it already.
Gungan style. Misa Jar Jar Binks, Misa Gungan from Naboo. Misa listen to Bob Nass because he tell me what to do. Misa friends with Queen Amidala, so don't talk to her. Misa acting like a fool, but Misa is a senator. I'm snatching apples, I'm snatching apples. With my tongue,
hey!
With my tongue,
hey!
With my tongue. Open Gungan style.
Yeah, it's douche chili.
That's bad.
He does pretty good green
screen. I don't think that's the real guy.
That's the real guy.
Oh.
Bang, bang, bang.
That's enough of that.
Anyway.
I can't remember her fucking name. Was that supposed to be the chick?
Princess Leia?
Yeah, she's hot. Well, was hot.
She was.
Now she's fucking Matt.
Pretty much. With short hair.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty amazing
mustache and everything.
I can't wait to see how it gets in on this new movie.
She's in. They're all
this
in.
This is gross. It's so gross. What? It's so disgusting. But what? Can't wait. I'm going to see it just because of that.
What, the movie?
The fact that these disgusting, washed up bullshit celebrities are going to go.
Harrison Ford is washed up.
Well, not him.
He's all not right. Bullshit either.
No.
No, but Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher, fuck it, they should just die.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not a statistician or nothing, but I'm pretty sure that Indiana Jones is definitely way bigger than Star Wars.
No. But sorry. It's definitely popular, but
Indiana Jones is definitely more successful for his career.
Okay, I would say Indiana Jones
made him more money.
He has a lot. That's the thing is he has a lot of things that he's known for.
Yeah.
6 days, 7 nights.
Yeah.
Fugitive.
He does have a lot of things he's known for, and I think Indiana Jones
might kill my wife.
Might be the most
iconic.
I don't
care.
Yeah, but when you say Harrison Ford, I don't go right to Star Wars. You might.
That's because
I go right to Indy.
We don't really Fugitive. Watch it.
And don't also, call me Indy is like the quote. It's in my head.
I also don't. I mean, I've seen
the
Indiana
dog's
Jones.
Name was Indiana.
Yeah,
that was a good imitation.
Thanks. I'm the governor of Minnesota.
Now you sound like Bane.
I know. I was going to say it turned into Bane.
Yeah.
I was born in Minnesota. Molded by it.
The hell were we saying?
I didn't learn how to properly pronounce an O until I was a man.
Oh. I love how Kev has no idea what he sounds like.
Well, yeah.
But he can do the imitation just as good.
Kev did it perfect the other day.
Yeah. Okay.
Clutch says he likes the beat. I'm going to smack him when I see him.
What beat?
The beat.
The beat.
When's he going to come back on and guess what?
I don't know. He's got an open invite.
He's supposed to be bringing Sonic and shit.
That would be awesome.
He told me that. I'm making it up, but
I had that the other day. No good. Man.
You got to get off that Matt diet.
I know. The angry ass diet.
Angry ass. Huh? Angry turds. Yeah.
Next time I take a dump, I'm just going to be making Angry Bird sounds. That was creepily accurate.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And I haven't played that in a long time.
So what about that shit video I sent you guys?
What?
What do you mean, what? You had to have watched it.
Yeah, I saw it. I had to turn my phone upside down, but I saw it.
Yeah, but did you listen to it?
No.
Because the sound is what makes it amazing.
Okay.
The visual is not impressive.
Well, the sound didn't really get me. I was just like, oh, God. But I was in my car.
Well, you admitted to watching it seven times.
Driving. Mm-hmm. I said three.
Then you said four. And then
yeah,
said
because
five.
I watched it right after you said that. You're like, oh, did the sound get to you or whatever? So I was in my car and I had my phone docked. So I put the video on and I got to hear it in my car.
Wait, so you put
blasted.
So you put your foreskin around your phone?
I was docking with my, okay. Yeah.
Wow, some stretchy foreskin you got.
Hey.
I mean, he pulls it really far sideways.
I mean, I got it right here if you want to listen to it.
Oh, boy.
Not particularly, but okay. I guess we can do it now. Okay. You're sick. You're sick.
See, this? That's a beat right there. That's a beat.
Oh!
It sounded painful. Why is the audio quality so good?
Don't talk over it.
Hissing! It's like there's a snake in there.
One more time.
It's like so.
Bring it up to the camera.
It was no. It was so.
No.
The sound is what's fun. I don't know why I did that sound, but like I think it was because I was slightly nervous about doing it.
Nervous? You got stage fright?
Well, I was like, I got a shit. I want to film it, and like sometimes like I get the shit comes out before I get the phone ready. Blah blah blah.
Well, I hate that.
It does
you
sound
sit down,
like,
you're like trying to hit it, and it just comes out.
Yeah,
you're
just like, damn it. You gotta put your phone back.
It does like it does sound like it could be like the beat for like a rap.
Who put wow
rap video? Boom boom boom. No, Jamie said I want a divorce now. Boom boom boom. Boom boom boom. Now we gotta do that.
Dropping the bass.
Now we gotta do that.
Hiss.
Between that hiss. And your fart from a week ago.
Yes. Let's auto wrap that.
There's my new intro.
Boom, boom.
There you go.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom.
Bashidi style.
Boom, 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 boom.
I can't believe Jamie's still in the chat, like, went through all that Sith talk.
Well, the only thing that woke her up was the sound of your shit crackling out your ass.
She was like, I know that.
I know that frothy sound of crackling ass.
Let's do some news here.
Oh.
Yeah, because Kev's falling asleep.
I am too, actually. Yeah, let's just go home.
Oh, peace.
Man grabs woman's buttocks.
And?
A 69-year-old man was arrested after he allegedly approached one woman in a store and made a lewd remark and then fondled the buttocks of an employee. I love old people.
They're
the best.
I need context. They're so entitled.
They are. They're just like, fuck you, I can do this.
Was she like stocking a shelf and it was just there presented? Did he just creep up and like, let me get a little piece of that?
Yeah, like,
was on a Target.
Was she on like a little three-step ladder maybe putting some stuff on a shelf and he just was like reaching to get something off the shelf and grab their ass?
Was she getting out of his car and she just happened to have a gummy candy stuck to her pants?
Yeah.
Gummy to Milo. Rowdy Roddy Peeper. A female customer told a deputy that She and her son were in the woman's section when a man approached and started whispering to her. She backed away. The man continued to approach and said, "You've got cum on your thumb."
On your thumb?
Well, they have sperm in parentheses, so I'm assuming they just didn't want to put cum. I don't think he's going to say sperm.
Cum thumb.
And then the man continued through the woman's section. Moments later, the customer said she saw a Target employee who appeared to be upset fleeing the woman's section. While the man zigzagged through the girl's clothing section.
Where was this?
Target. Oh, where? Yeah. Geographically? I don't know.
No.
I fleed an area of Target last night, actually.
Schenectady.
What is the Emerald Coast?
The Emerald Coast?
It says news and information it's for Hawaii. The Emerald
it's
Coast.
Probably in Florida.
It's Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Northwest Florida.
Yeah.
Of course it's Florida.
Yeah, I fleed a section of Target yesterday.
Did you grab somebody's ass?
No, I went into the bathroom and somebody shit and smeared it all over the floor, all over the back of the toilet. It literally looks like they stepped in it and dragged their foot like all around, like making swirlies with it.
They were like doing super kicks against the wall.
And
with
it stunk so bad. Oh my God. And then it smelled like Matt's nose, like after he sneezes.
What?
I don't know.
What does that
smell
like?
I was pissing in the next one over and I turn around and there's an employee just in there now staring at the shit.
Wait, hold on. No,
contemplating.
Dude, I can't let you run away from that. What does Matt's nose smell like?
I don't know. Just making that
Where up. Does that come from?
Because I don't know. He eats a lot. So anyway, there was no bearing on anything. But I looked right at him and I go, "Sucks to work here."
Wow.
Yeah. And he goes, "Tell me about it." And he's like, "I ain't got to clean it up." And then he just went and pissed at the thing I was pissing in.
Sucks for whoever is going to be cleaning this.
I ain't got to clean it up.
And I go, "Does this happen often?" And he's like, "Not really." But that's God. Actually not true. It does.
Really?
Yeah. Always issues in Target bathrooms.
Yeah.
It's usually me.
Yeah.
They do have disgusting bathrooms.
When I worked there, I only used the employee bathroom in the back. But I had a fun game I would play where I would see how many floor tiles I could get away from the urinal and still get my piss in the urinal.
I've been doing that at work now. I've been trying to train my prostate to fire hard.
In elementary school, there was a kid who would piss from the stall across the room. He would go in the stall and you would just see a stream of piss, an arc of piss going from the stall to the urinal.
It would be disconcerting if you just walked in and all of a sudden
must have been
like a fountain at Disney.
I would say at least 10 feet, right? Probably.
I mean, I don't know.
Maybe at more least like 10 six feet. Or seven, but yeah.
I mean, it was the bathrooms, I mean, I don't know. As a kid, I guess they seem bigger.
Yeah, they do.
It's at least 6 feet. I remember there being a good amount of space between the urinals and the...
That's talent.
Yeah. And no. He would piss. He also choked on a hot dog. Yeah. Because he tried to eat them all at once.
Well, you can't do that.
Lesson learned.
So more about this girl's ass. Is there a picture that comes with the story?
No pictures, but the story continues where the employee said she was hanging up a dress when a man wearing a green shirt, red pants, and carrying a Walkman radio.
Walkman?
Walk up behind her and grabbed her buttocks. He said, "Move that ass, girl." And she ran off.
He's probably listening to like LMFAO or something.
Probably. The man just went ahead and denied that he was even ever in Target.
That's yes. Awesome. That's awesome.
There. Old people
plausible deniability. I love
just
it.
Target. I haven't been there in years.
I mean, what's a Target?
She had a Target on her ass.
It's French.
Target.
Did they give her name?
No.
His?
No.
Damn it.
Oh. The only Target I ever seen are the gooks and the rice patties.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I was in the war. The big one. Korean War.
The big one.
That was a Life with Louie reference. Not Life with Louie. Yeah, Life with Louie. Louie Anderson cartoon.
Yeah.
That's what the dad always used to say.
By the way, it was his birthday on Sunday, too.
Oh, yeah?
Louie Anderson?
Yeah.
Is he dead?
Louie Anderson! No, he actually was just on a competitive diving show.
What?
Oh, yeah, he starts crying or something,
Did
right?
Did he displace all the water in the pool? Stop it.
No, he's legit. Because I just saw a commercial for his yesterday.
He can't even breathe.
What was that famous quote? Show me what?
Tits? Show me Captain Crunch.
There's another one. There's
another one. And we used to just do because when he was doing a Family Feud.
Yeah.
He was the
there
best.
Was the clip of him. And
show me cookies.
He's got like a stray hand gap tooth, though. He's such a big pig.
Oh, wow.
And he always holds the microphone with a rag.
With his mouth.
Because I guess his hands are always so sweaty.
Show me pudding!
Yeah, that was it.
Show me pudding! Thanks, Clutch.
Show me Captain Crunch.
It hurts. Oh, my God.
Think of the fattest, disgusting food ever.
See if you can YouTube Louis Anderson diving.
The show's called Splash, if that helps.
Like the Tom Hanks movie?
Yes. But he doesn't have AIDS.
With Daryl Hannah?
But I remember seeing the clip of him diving off the fucking diving board. And then like they show him crying. It was either crying or sweat.
Wow. Could very well be both.
He was sweating from crying.
Yeah. He's a big dude. Let's see. Louis Anderson.
No Splash. Shirt, too, by the way.
So big.
Show me pudding. Who made that? Who was it? Was that like an O&A thing?
I think it came from an O&A thing, yeah. An O&A bit. Celebrity diving. All right, let's I'm afraid to even see it, but.
Yeah, it's him. There he is in the jumpsuit. You missed it.
Oh.
Every shape and size, from an NBA legend to a late night
sidekick. Can you put a 720?
From a Miss Alabama to a comedy heavyweight.
Oh my God.
From a Cosby kid to a Pro Bowl lineman.
I would rather get hit on the football field than the water.
It's on 720.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Is that the Dominican Sue?
Just overcoming your fear of heights. Because it's a free fall. And the water, not very forgiving.
Dude, that's not easy.
Your biggest obstacle.
Do you think that I don't have a fear of heights?
So challenge yourself.
Think of you picking on me.
Oh, Kendall.
Challenge yourself.
Bitch.
Is that her name?
Kendra.
Kendra. Dude.
I get bruised.
ABC Tuesday.
Joey Lawrence hosts this?
Stars.
Whoa. Oh, that one right there. They were showing the handstand. Yeah, right there. Boom.
Oh, no.
Oh, that hurts.
What a fat turd.
Wow. Cheese grater titties.
Louis Anderson looks like a 600-pound crypt keeper.
Oh, shit. Shit. He looks like a blonde Paul Bear.
Yeah.
Wow.
Postmortem.
Oh. He's big.
That was nice.
I don't know the point of that show, though. But there's a high dive at one of the venues that we go to during the summertime. And I climbed up to the top, and then I, as I got up there, I was like, fuck. Mm. I'm just going to do that pin drop gimmick. Because it's a lot scarier than people think. You know.
Yeah.
Louis. Poor Louis.
Okay.
He has no business being in a pool unless he's that fucking
show SeaWorld. Me pudding ball.
I think the purpose of that show is to just humiliate celebrities.
Yes.
Which is kind of cool.
Well, there's no humiliating Kendra. She's hot.
Okay.
Machi. Sure. Can I get a fucking agreeance here?
Yeah, it's pretty hot.
Eh, you know what? I'll piss.
Really?
Eh, I have it better.
I was when we brought up Splash before, I was mentioned Daryl Hannah, and I've been looking for pictures of her here. She looks like shit.
She does. Yeah. She looked horrible in Kill Bill.
Hmm.
Yeah, she looks pretty bad. Not as bad as Nikki Cox.
Was she in that movie with the giant woman chick thing? Was that
Attack of the 5th Woman? Yeah, she was in the remake for that.
What?
She was in the remake for that?
No, the title.
Attack of the 50-Foot Woman?
That's it, yes.
Hmm.
Hey, Derek, I see you getting ready for the beach. You got all your sand buckets and shit.
Yeah, I do. I'm ready. I am ready for the beach. Sand castles and all.
Did you guys hear about Louis Anderson paying off a guy?
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. I can only guess where that's going.
Oh, okay.
To blow him?
Well.
He propositioned a guy for sex, and the guy threatened to go public with it, and Louis paid the guy $100,000 not to.
A bunch of times.
How does he have $100,000?
But then the guy demanded $250,000, according to this, and that's when Louis finally went to the... That was in 1993 initially, and it wasn't until 2000 that... Louis reported the guy to...
When he started doing Family Feud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because he had the cartoon on at the time, and if that came out, the cartoon would have been Dunsky. Yeah. So he was paying off this
San Dunsky.
For a while. Yeah.
San Dunsky.
Show me your penis! Show me scrotum!
Oh, Captain Crunch.
Are you what? I was going to say with these beach bucket things. Are you actually planning on going to the beach?
No, those are for my son.
Okay, well, is he planning on going to the beach?
Sure, he'll go.
Like,
yeah.
You're going to let him?
Yeah.
I'm staying away from that motherfucker. Why? For 2-3 years.
Why?
Because the there's beach? No, yeah. Because they did a thing. It was a thing on the news. There's no possible way for them to have that ready, but they're going to force it open because there's no
Wait,
way
have
they
what
can,
ready? What are you talking
the
about?
The beaches.
Wait, here?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we don't go around here. That's disgusting.
Oh, so you're going to go to Florida?
Yeah, or Wildwood or something.
Even down there is just as bad.
Yeah.
Because they had to go from basically New York all the way down the coast and sift all the sand.
For what?
Debris?
Yeah, debris. People's fucking kitchen knives, fucking everything.
Oh, good God.
It's all in the fucking sand.
I'm sure Diamond Beach will be A-OK.
I'm sure Ideal Beach is fine.
Ideal Beach was well, never fine.
Yeah, Ideal Beach, you can step on that before.
It couldn't get any worse.
No.
So.
In fact, I think it probably cleaned up a little bit from the storm.
Nice got a nice actually, picture of Louis.
And, they've been saying that like ridiculous amounts of debris have been floating up still to this day, like fucking cars and shit.
Louis, he looks good. Like a fucking beached whale.
You know what he looks like? He looks like a character called Rufus.
Oh my God, how many bellies does he have?
Several. I'm going to bring up Rufus in a second, and you're going to see that's him.
That picture makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
From, like, the fucked up face of Joey Lawrence to, like, the even more fucked up everything of Louis Anderson.
Who's this Joey Lawrence? Who is that?
Whoa.
From Blossom.
Blossom? I've got into it.
The sun is only going to shine.
That's the song.
Isn't she on a show right now?
She's on The Big Bang Theory.
That's right. Chick's just as Jewish as ever.
Well, redhead chick?
She's Jewish. No.
She's Jewish?
Sure.
Very
show business.
Absolutely. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Jewy bitches are yappy.
Jewy yappy.
Yappy.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring up Rufus from
Yappy Wits.
And this is Louis Anderson.
Florida has another sinkhole. Florida another? Is just fucking, it's just going to fucking collapse into the ground.
Okay.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
Where's this one? Is this separate from the one that the guy got sucked up?
Yes, separate.
Was this the golf course one?
Nope. This is between two houses in Sefner, Florida. It's about 8 feet wide and 10 feet deep.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. And, of course, there was the one was a month ago that killed the dude.
Yeah.
Just opened up under his head. Your house just fucking...
Yeah, that was a lot.
I'm in the house. You're fucking... The earth just eats you.
Yeah.
Gone.
Like I said, I seen a thing on the Yahoo news about it.
On
and
the
he said this
grammar?
Is not uncommon. It's just
it happens.
It's just happening more and more.
Yeah, it's weird.
It depends on the bedrock.
How many times do you think that guy said "what the fuck" before he was just completely engulfed? And like,
what, really? Like really? This is what's happening?
Like initially, he probably thought like it was like a gas bubble, like the first like tremor. Like, oh, what did I eat?
Oh shit! Oh shit! Oh shit! And then you're fucking in the bowels of hell.
Yep.
How do you not get up and run out of your house?
I don't think he had much time.
Oh, wait, I think he was sleeping, actually.
Oh, was he?
I think.
Was he like Cleveland and Family Guy when he's up in the tub? No.
Yeah. Well, see, I picture it being like really slow at first.
Yeah.
That's why I...
It's like things are shaking.
Yeah. But I guess from that golf course one, like Kev was saying, that the guy was just walking, talking to somebody, and all of a sudden the guy's gone.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, did we talk about
they just turn around and he's gone.
Yeah. Right, Bob?
Yeah.
Right. Bob, Bob.
They said his brother was playing with him, and you just hear him.
Did that one? Did that guy die too?
No. They got him out.
Oh. I remember that happening a long time ago.
The house didn't go down with him.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I seen it on the news, a sinkhole of a car getting just sucked. I was just blow.
Yep.
And it always freaked me out.
It should. You should every day. You should live in fear of sinkholes, whether in Florida or not. Because you know what? We never had to worry about earthquakes. Guess what? We had one.
Yeah, and a hurricane.
And a hurricane. Everything. We're going to have fucking tornadoes soon.
Carrie Von Erich?
Yes.
He did.
I don't know if you're trying to make a joke because they were talking about that on the news also.
Every time there's a big storm, they always put up the tornado watch. I've never seen a tornado.
Isn't the next snowstorm we're supposed to get named Virgil? see all those pictures going around? Where it's like the weather map and just Virgil's head over the whole thing.
It just shows up and no one's there.
Yeah.
Where's everybody? He's the worst.
It only goes to unpopulated areas.
I want to see a tornado live, like in person.
Oh, like this one?
Like a massive one. I was in one once. It went over me.
A tornado? Really?
Technically, yeah.
Technically. So what does
like,
that mean?
It wasn't like... It was like...
The technical tornado.
Maybe like 10 feet wide. It wasn't that big. But it was just mostly like sand and debris. Mm-hmm. But it was... High as shit.
That could have just been a what do they call it?
Yeah, like I was just going to say there's another name for it.
Yeah, it wasn't like a huge tornado. It was during a storm.
It just picks up shit.
But I remember I was at work and I was hanging out with my friend who was going out to smoke a butt in his car. And we were walking and talking and we seen it coming like towards us. And we're like, oh shit. And it was coming fast. One guy like dove into the building. Because I looked over. The door was open still. He just dove into the building.
Fuck this.
My friend jumped in the car and closed it. And I had no time to do anything. So I just like got in like fetal position while his door was opening because I was trying to get in it. Mm-hmm. And he's just screaming, close my door. And then, it was pretty brutal. Like as soon as it passed, he looked up and there was like debris, like almost non-visible flying like so high in the air.
So you were like Bill Paxton. You just went right up to it.
Yeah.
Just punched threw it. A bottle of Jack Daniels in it.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I want to see a real ass.
A dust
big
devil.
Ass one. Like I want to see cows flying.
No, there's something else.
Dust. That's the only thing I've ever heard.
Really?
A cyclone.
Wind mm-hmm. tunnel.
No.
But it probably was a dust devil, like one of these guys.
Yeah, it was some bullshit like that. Out. Yeah, that's basically what it was. But I mean, it was a little bit more.
It don't do nothing.
It looked a little bit more.
He's coming right
a little
for
more
us.
Fearsome.
Yeah, but I want to see cows and shit, like flying, like in the
cows and shit.
What fucking Wizard of Oz shit happening here?
There's a cell phone cover, a case cover with a dust devil on it. That wow.
I guess if you live out there in the fucking desert.
I guess.
You got an emotional attachment to mm-hmm. them.
A little more like this, dude?
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
Yeah. Not as, what's it called? Not quite as fierce as a tornado.
Yeah, that's basically what it looked
no
like.
Definitely no F5.
More shit happening in Florida. There's a 7-foot alligator who broke through a chain link fence onto the Claremont Middle School campus on Thursday. So instead of running away and, you know, calling the police or calling whoever you got to call, no, a mom fucking wrestled it to the ground.
A mom.
A mom. Yep.
Was her name Skinner?
Is there a picture of her?
Jessica McGregor took charge.
I'm going to go. She's at least 340 pounds.
At least.
I don't know if this is an actual video or if it's just footage.
Beautiful.
Peace. Yeah, it's just footage.
Why is it light up?
That's the gator?
That's the police with the gator trying to get it.
They're cackling.
That's Roseanne.
What, is she filming it? It's pissed off and does it herself?
Let me show you how to wrangle a gator.
Oh, they're just taking him for a fucking walk. He's got to take a shit.
Come on, boy. Come on.
Come on. Look at what Carrie's baby can do.
What the fuck?
My God, I'm glad I don't live around here.
Dude, it's horrible.
That tail?
I'm telling you what.
I'm like so afraid to. Oh, okay. Come on, you can do it.
Shit. Why don't you shoot it?
The last thing this cop needs is a bunch of hayseeds doing fucking MST3K while he's trying to wrangle.
Oh, she's it's a female
she
cop.
She's serious about that thing.
Bullshit.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
Female cop my ass.
Why is she doing? Why is she not in the kitchen?
Saturday, a severe
if she
weather.
Ain't cooking that gator after, then that was all for naught.
I don't know why the cops didn't just put two in his head and go on and fucking on their way.
Good old gator.
Why risk getting your arm fucking eaten off?
Ow.
Or at least shoot it in the eyes with pepper spray.
See when, or run away from it in the zigzag pattern,
or just throw kids at it.
Their car was parked in a street; they could have ran over it.
When you say 7-foot gator, it's not like that impressive though, because it's just kind of like sliding across the ground. If it was standing upright and was 7 feet, that'd be fucking scary.
Yeah, you are right.
What's up, brother?
Like, that is a whole new perspective on it.
What's up, brother? It was Leatherhead.
It opened
the turtles.
Yeah,
7-foot alligator.
Yeah, because you got to take into account the tail. So if it was on its hind legs,
he comes walking out of a fucking movie theater.
Yeah,
the tail's 5.5 feet itself.
Sure.
So. Fucking
movie suck. Don't go see it.
Yeah, but if that tail whips you, you're fucking. That thing's fucking like a hickory stick.
Hickory stick.
Hey, what's it gonna do? Like, oh, I tripped over the fucking stupid tail. That sucks.
Whoops. Death roll.
Hickory sticks and alligator nips. That's a fucking show name right there.
Hickory sticks and
gator nips.
Yeah, see, if that came walking at me, then I'd be fucking. That'd scare
you
me.
Definitely gave it a whole new perspective.
Yeah,
a 7-foot tall fucking gator that can dunk.
Dunk.
Who do you want on your team? The Gator.
Little here, I guarantee.
Who, me?
I think, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Total pro wrestler, by the way, Leatherhead. Definitely be a character.
Sure.
He's got to get some real gear, though.
Yeah, that fucking backyard shit ain't going to fly.
Get some real gear.
I think any animal on hind legs is more terrifying.
Sure.
Like bears. When bears stand up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just do the same thing, though, and they'll back down.
Dude, somebody put a picture of a bear. They're like bear, like scary looking animal. And then there was a picture of a fucking bear shaven. And it was fucking scary looking.
It's horrifying, yeah.
Look like an alien fucking thing.
They're gross.
I think if a horse walked upright, that wouldn't be too scary.
No, because we've seen a Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah.
Very shy.
So it would just be like,
I used to make my cat walk on its fucking hind legs.
Now it's dead.
Well,
it was dead before.
Now it's dead.
Dude, I used to put my sister's doll's clothes on my cats.
Oh, no.
Dude, it is nothing like you see in people's pictures. Like when they put clothes on them, they're just loving life.
No.
I would just
like
put them on
your arm up and stuff.
No, I would put them in a jacket, button it up, and then I'd stand them up, and then they just fucking tip over and just lay there. They're miserable.
Yeah, cats are miserable.
Yeah. Lucy loves wearing
grumpy
clothes.
Grumpy cat.
Really?
Yeah.
Does she? Is she like eating it too?
No.
No.
She does love eating fucking iPhone chargers.
Oh.
And remote controls.
And Verizon remotes.
Just Verizon.
She hasn't eaten a single other remote that we have. Just the Verizon remotes.
It's got to be the colors, probably.
At least she has, like, taste.
There's, like, a limit to the amount of remotes Verizon will send you, and I've hit that limit.
Really?
I've gotten to the point where I have to buy Verizon remotes off Amazon, and God. She just keeps eating them.
Why don't you just put it, like, on top of the TV or something?
Oh, why didn't I think of that?
I know.
Shit. Maybe it's because it's my chick that leaves it out.
Oh, well, why don't you put her on top of the TV?
I wish I could. You're going here for now.
That's it. In the corner, on the TV. Let's go.
Yes.
Well, make her start buying remotes if she leaves it out. Smack around a little bit. You gotta show them who's boss.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go home and hit her right now.
Do it. You know what? You come home on a Wednesday. You want to watch The Real World. You don't have time for bullshit.
10 p.m. New season starts.
Yeah.
Here's the backhand. Get dinner ready. I'm watching Real World.
That's right. Otherwise, it's the front hand for you next time.
And bring me an apple-flavored beer.
And blow me.
And blow me. It.
Hey, that's my lady you're talking about.
I was talking about her through you. Right? It was.
Hey, she kisses our dog with that mouth. I'll never let her do that.
That would be some awkward... She like wants to make out. You're like, no.
And Derek could have been referring to himself because he's wearing Darth Vader pants. He only mingles with the other Jedis.
You know what? But I think if you had a chick over, the Darth Vader pants would be more over than Zubaz. And I could say that from experience. Yeah. Chicks do not like the Zubaz.
No. Nobody
if,
does.
If a girl... I love the Zubaz. They're fantastic.
I love Zubaz,
but,
too.
But if a chick's staying over, and I've it's been a few occasions where it's... Do you have anything I could put on? The first thing I go for, boom, Zubaz. And it's
like, forget it, I'll just go home.
Wow.
Hey, if I ever needed an out, that would be it.
You know what? I never want to talk to you again.
By the way, you haven't worn those shorts here yet.
No, I haven't, but I will.
You got to.
I did wear them in practice, though.
Yes.
What shorts?
The gnarliest shorts of all time.
Wow.
I will wear them next week as long as it's not freezing outside.
Well, it's warmer outside than inside.
You took your coat off, so you must be all right.
Yeah, well, I was getting made fun of for being a bum.
You are kind of bummish.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Take that.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. So anything else going on?
No. I should have asked that a long time ago.
A little callback here to that bit we did on the pizzas. 6 cheese blend.
Yes.
The ultimate cheese pizza. Sweet sauce, hand-tossed crust, and 6 cheese blend. 50% more cheese.
Yeah.
Echo boomers.
Cheese is so good. Oh, yeah. I went to Friendly's... Well, I don't know. Technically, it's just Thursday now, whatever. Last night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
had those fucking mini matzo fucking things. Matt would love them.
I've had them many times.
Me and Jamie were contemplating.
I invented them.
They are good.
They're good. And they're like bite size, like Tic Tacs.
Okay.
But I got the old fashioned clam boat, Derek.
Yeah.
They brought it back.
The clam boat?
Yeah.
What is that?
Little fried clams. Come on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they brought it back. Oh. That was my shit when I was
clam
a kid.
Strips.
Okay. Yeah, like this big.
Nice. Good.
Oh yeah.
Better than White Castle.
Oh yeah. And Jamie got like this ribeye sandwich there.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
I'm starving now.
I just hate their Friendlies are so goddamn expensive.
And loud and annoying.
What's loud and annoying? Friendlies.
Friendlies.
Last night wasn't that bad.
French mother is on trial for her son's T-shirt.
Oui?
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. A T-shirt worn by a 3-year-old nursery schooler named Jihad.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Has led to an unusual and politically charged criminal trial that tests the limits of free speech.
They have free speech?
The shirt said, I am a bomb. That's what it said in the front. The back read, Jihad, born September 11. So basically, this woman...
That's a fucking work.
I don't know.
Come on now.
Okay.
Yeah, he's clearly not a bomb.
This is the Washington Post. I don't know how reputable are.
They're not reputable. It's media. Yeah.
So that's the mom right there.
She ain't bad.
I'd do her.
Yeah.
She'd
get
it. She got a little
that
weird
looking thing next to her, wouldn't
I don't know what that is, yeah.
That's her son, Jihad.
Yeah.
Oh. Hi, Jihad.
So yeah, this kid was born on September 11th, and she named him Jihad.
Makes no sense. It's a work.
No, it doesn't.
It's a work.
Everything's a work.
They had nothing to write about, so they made that up.
Okay.
Hmm.
Way to go with the bit, Steve.
She kind of looks like the chick.
I am going with it.
No, you're not. You just crushed it.
She kind of looks like that chick that sometimes listens to us.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yep.
I learned a valuable lesson. What's on that? This Sunday and Thursday.
Yeah.
I can't do this sober.
Yeah, it's hard. I'm sick, too.
Yeah, let's just go right to heroin.
Yeah, seriously.
Let's just freebase in the bathroom.
Freebase.
Free basins.
Free basin my balls.
All right. Let's do this.
Yeah, thank you.
Weren't we supposed to watch something after this?
What? No, we're supposed to play DuckTales.
Oh, DuckTales.
Woo!
I'm starving.
I am, too.
Are you hungry?
This is mostly because of this picture.
You know what? It kind of looks like me.
What is that?
Matt's just so concerned.
What is it?
Is that the Down syndrome kid from the show who has the belt?
Nope, that's Louis Anderson.
No!
Adjusting his wetsuit.
No! He's paler than me! Where did his hands go?
Somewhere in there.
To get you off his dick.
What happened?
So are we all good for Easter Sunday? Or
I guess.
I'm going
to... I have to get back to that.
Yeah. Right. I'll let you know.
Oh, I guess it's going to be the Derek and Matt show.
Maybe we can do it Easter Saturday.
Oh.
Oh, that's a... I like
or
that
Or Easter
idea.
Friday.
Good Friday?
What? Is that what they call it?
Good Friday.
You're not religious there.
I'm a Jedi.
Yeah, they don't celebrate this shit.
No, he's an Obama-lite.
Yeah.
In your religion, is Jesus like the head Sith?
Wow.
Or whatever?
Good night, folks.